Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bill. Tonight's show is the Halloween Spooky Extravaganza. If you want to give us a call tonight with any spooky stories, any strange experiences, weird creatures, you name it, anything you think is going to scare us a bit tonight, then give us a call. The Skype number is 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Grab yourselves a drink, light some candles, sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Something?
What was that?
I don't know. Sound like an excited ghost.
Yay! It's Halloween-y!
Kinda.
Well, it'll be Halloween tomorrow.
Yes, it will. So I guess you could call this Hallow's Eve, in a way, I guess.
Halloween-y.
Halloweeves.
Halloween. Well, Halloween is already the eve.
I know. I was just kidding.
So it's Halloween Eve. We used to, when I was in the third grade, we used to go back and forth with that forever. Halloween Eve, Hallow's Eve, you know, just back and forth. So
I just had an idea, and I hope nobody thought of it yet. Halloweeners, like hot dogs, like in the theme of Halloween.
But the inside is hollow. No. Well, there could be something that was scary about the hot dog, like what maybe inside of them, the spider egg. Or it could be made from strange animal parts.
Yeah, and I was reading into. See, I didn't really know the exact origin of Halloween, you see, and I'm still unsure about it now. Because I was reading up on the internet about it a little bit today. I didn't go into it too deeply because I had other stuffs to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know the origins of Halloween or anything, really? I mean, I still need to figure some stuff out about it. But I believe it originally came from celebrating the harvest.
Well, it goes back to, our pagan ancestry. It goes back to, you know, the harvest. It goes back to celebration of all those who came before.
That's right, yeah. And I believe it started in Ireland.
Everything started in Ireland.
If it involves drinking. But, yeah, I mean, I was just reading about it. I was never want to go trick-or-treating when I was younger. Never done it. I guess my family didn't really celebrate Halloween as such.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really thought it was right for people to be going around to everybody's houses knocking on the doors, you know, when it's dark, asking for sweets, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not really you know.
I'll tell you, you
I'm
know
not
what?
Sure about that.
You and Cole doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to go. I said, what do you want to be? And he didn't want to go. He doesn't want to go. And Eden is just like, yeah, because he just wants the candy, but he wants to take her candy. But see, but he really doesn't want to participate in all that.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people just want to shut the doors and switch the lights off and just pretend they're not home. Which is sad, really. People shouldn't have to do that because it's a bit like an invasion into their privacy, you see, you know. And if you don't answer the door, your house gets egged or flowered, you know. It's, I don't understand.
We did that when I was growing up. We really didn't trick-or-treat much. When we did hand out candy, like the few times I remember us really handing out candy, I remember my mother handing out peppermint, big whoop. Starlight Mint. And then there's a few times that but honestly, yeah, I mean, you and I, you know, we're very much the same in a lot of things. But I mean, I like the spiritual aspect of Halloween, but I just really I wasn't a trick or treater either.
It's got some strange roots to it. You know, I was reading about it. I was like, what the hell is all this? Old people are, you know, there was they changed it from, it was supposed to be Halloween, the celebrating the harvest, and those who've come before them,
mm-hmm.
to changed it to something like the Day of the Witch or something, and where they thought all these spirits would be wandering around, you know,
right.
Satan's minions.
That's Christianity's version of it.
Yeah. It was actually the Celtic people had something to do with that. I should have researched
it a
bit
in
more.
A dark, to spin it into a dark place, yeah.
And people, I mean, wearing, you know, with the bonfire thing, I was reading that they created fires and they all wore masks, ugly masks, to make the spirits who'd come back kind of to, like, scare them off, so they didn't know who they were, because they thought that people were coming back from their past. If it was any spirits from that person's past and they didn't get on well with them, they didn't want to be recognized by them. And they wanted to create these masks to hide their identity and use these fires to scare them away. And it was something about leaving sweets on the doorsteps for fairies and stuff. Sounds pretty crazy. I need to have a look into it more, but it's pretty weird. But I've never been one for true. I mean, you know, I do quite like the atmosphere of it, you know. I've always been a bit unsure about celebrating without knowing what we're actually celebrating. I guess it's my own downfall for not investigating it and doing research into it, but I imagine there's a hell of a lot of people who don't know where it's come from as well. So, but I have, you know, I mean, I dressed up a couple of years ago as a zombie.
Right.
And I went to town, that was pretty cool, all fake blood and stuff and that, and I guess you could say that was kind of like, you know.
Well, they would dress up. People dress up as ghouls, monsters, and whatnot, because they're supposed to be scaring off this. Okay, let's say that there's a house, and it's already got monsters in it, so monsters aren't going to come there because there's already monsters there. So it was one of those things where they were kind of dressing up to scare off the ones that are coming, so they'll think that there's already some there.
It's like having gargoyles.
Yeah.
The same idea, isn't it?
It's just pretty much about, you know, preempting the spookiness. But, you know, when we're doing our rituals, when we're doing our manifesting rituals, it's a good night because it really is. It's kind of like, you know, witches. I was going to say Christmas. But that's such a terrible, terrible analogy.
What was, sorry, you broke
it,
up a bit.
But it's like Witch's New Year, so to speak, because it's you know, the veil is thinnest between the spirit world and ours during that time, and it's a good time to manifest things and to ask for things, and you know like I do, that honestly, when you're really connected, when you really try to live connected to the source, any time is a good time to manifest. You know, there's moon times that are good for certain things historically, and this is a good time for certain things historically. But honestly, any time, if you really try to live connected to the source of all things, is a great time for anything. But tomorrow, while you slumber, because you need to be tucked away nice and snugly in your bed, tomorrow night I'll be up at 3 a.m.
Sacrificing a goat.
Exactly. 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States, and 3 p.m. in the UK. We'll be having a Halloween show, a special show, and I'll have a special, special guest and hopefully some special people calling in, and we're going to be manifesting. So if anybody wants to have anything special, excuse me, my microphone, if anybody wants to have anything special done, you know, just call us up today, tonight, or say something in the chat room, and we'll tell you what color candles to get, so we can all join our spiritual hands and you know, create some wonderful things for each other, you know, because tomorrow night's going to be a really good night for that. So you know, I'm really excited about the show tomorrow night. This is going to be the second time we've done a show at night. And I think it's going to be pretty great. I think we're going to have a good turnout. And I also really hope that people take advantage of the energy source that will be stirring up tomorrow so that they can get some things.
Special guest, did you?
Yeah, special guest.
Very good.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
So what's been going on this week? Of course, we've got Hurricane Sandy making a mess.
She's a trip.
It's a sad time, really, for because I know that's, I mean, the death toll was up to about 13 last time I checked.
The last I heard it was 4. Somebody else told me 5, but the last I actually saw on the news was 4. But
well, like I said, it's I hope, you know, there's no more and people are safe and it dies down. But I must say that I did laugh when I saw on the news of that half-naked man running down the street wearing the horse's mask. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see
He's just jogging down in the background while they're filming the reports there, and this guy with his horse, like a horse's head, and just like shorts on, running up and down, like jogging past. It was so funny.
Absolutely a trip. My goodness.
What else has been going on? Oh, well, I had sleep paralysis last night. And a strange thing was, as I was stuck between here and there, I thought I was in a bedroom I had when I was a child. And I was aware somebody in the room with me, so that was kind of weird. Took me a bit of time to get out of it. I forgot to do the deep breath thing, you know, breathe in deeply.
Yeah.
I forgot to do that, so I was stuck. But your mind's all over the place anyway when you're stuck in sleep paralysis. I was dreaming a lot as well last night. I keep dreaming of Korn, the band Korn, and I spend so much time with John Davis, lead singer of Korn, in my dreams. It's crazy. It's like borderline obsession by the look of it.
Yeah, maybe.
But although it is cool to spend time with them, you know, but it's just getting a bit monotonous now. Just like happens a few times a week. I don't understand. But tonight's show got some stories. What do you want to do? Did you want to kick off with this? Shall I tell a quick story now?
Yes, tell us a quick story, and then
okay. We'll
take a break, and then we'll take a call.
This is one I love this story. It's not very long. It was where I was on a website where people are posting their stories, you know, weird things that happened in the woods, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's people, some weird stories, but this one was just, it's not really dramatic, but I just thought it was really good. Okay, let's have a look. Obviously, this is somebody else's story. We've already approached a word I don't understand how to say it. I was hiking through the Appalachian?
The Appalachian Mountains.
All right. Anyway, trail last year when I got lost and found myself off the trail in a strange dark hollow with heavy moss and one running stream. It was getting dark and started to rain. I found a cave just above the creek bed, and there were no bear tracks, so I went in for shelter. Sometime in the night, a bear did come in, right into the cave, and I had no way out. Keeping my head, I crawled deeper into the cave and found a passage too small for the bear to fit. It led to a long crawlway ending in a little alcove. I had no light, and I was terrified, but the sound of the bear in the bigger room faded away. This new room was cozy, with what felt like mounds of soft moss and crackling leaves all over the floor. A breeze blew through, and the leaves, though I couldn't see them, seemed to move all over. They tickled me all night long, making it hard to sleep. The next morning, I crept back out to see if the bear was gone. He was. So I exited back into the hollow. I had a terrible rash all over my body from the itchy bedding I slept on. and I couldn't stop scratching as I gathered my stuff and went down the creek looking for a road and some directions back to the trail. I found another trail along the creek, and in a few hours it ended at a dirt road. There I rested, trying to decide which way to walk for help. My skin was bleeding in spots now, and pustules were forming in the itchiest places. I thought I might need some cream or something. A game warden jeep came around the bend, and when the warden saw me sitting in the trail, he stopped. "You planning on going up there?" he asked, gestured up the trail I had come down. "No, actually," I began, but the itching on my skin made me stop short to scratch. "Well, if you are, just stay the hell clear of Spider Nest Cave."
Oh, my God. That is absolutely horrible.
And just to re-quote that, what felt like mounds of soft moss and crackly leaves all over the floor. Ugh.
That is a nightmare.
I love that.
It reminds me of the stories my mother used to tell us about the women where she lived when she was a kid or when she was younger. When she was younger, who would have so much hairspray in their hair, they would find bugs in there. They would find bugs in their hair. They would wear like the big giant jacked up beehives, and they would spray all that hairspray in there. And that was a time when people would only wash their hair like maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And they would find bugs in their hair, spiders and roaches.
Oh. You know what I hate is when you walk through a spider web, but when it's a big spider web and it's covered in all dead flies and stuff like that, and it's all stuck to your face and your hair. I hate that.
I'm going to tell you, I remember where I used to live, there was this tree that was right before I would walk down the path to the cottage that I was living in. And sometimes there would be a huge spider web in that tree right there. But I would always sense it. I could always sense it. And I would look up and I would be like, you know, a foot away from walking into a huge web with like a spider in it. So,
well, I have a strange sense like that for slugs and snails, because I'll be walking to work, mm-hmm. and they'll be all over the path, you know, sometimes because they've been raining and they're just like, and I'd look down just at the right time just to avoid treading on a snail or a slug. It's weird. Strange. Maybe I can use my superhero powers and become
Slugman. You probably could. We're going to take a break, everybody. Remember to give us a call if you want to talk. Our number is 347-215-8421. We do have some callers in queue. When we get back from our break, we are going to take a call from area code 626 first. In the meantime, this is Nunu and
Skeletal Bill, from what I'm reading on here. And I just noticed you put Skeletal Bill. I need to put on some weight.
And we're Broken Earth Radio Show, and we will be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Hello, it's Nunu and Bill, and we're the Broken Earth Radio Show. Remember, if anyone wants to call in, give us a call at 347-215-8421. We are also starting a drive. We want to get some fans to our Facebook page. What we're doing is add us to your Facebook. It's just Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook. If we're trying to get 250 fans by, let's say, what, Sunday? Maybe?
Probably, but in time for the next radio show.
Okay, in time for the next show, which would be next Tuesday. And we'll be back at our regular time next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK. We're having time change going on here, so we had to adjust our time a little bit today. But if we get 250 fans by our next show, we're going to give away, we're going to have a drawing for a free 30-minute reading. So I think that's something that'll really help somebody out. But right now, we're going to take a call. We're going to take a call from 626. 626, this is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Very good, very good. Could I have your name?
Nicole.
Nicole, all right. Nicole, share with us your scary story or, you know, what's going on with you today.
Well, I actually had a question in regards to a situation, like a reading, if I may ask.
Okay.
I spoke to an ex about a couple of days ago, and I just wanted to know his feelings about what I was saying after the call and his intentions, if any. So I would like you to please, if you can, like, tune in and see what you pick up.
What's your ex's name?
His name is John.
Okay.
Have you called him before?
No.
No.
I thought I recognized your voice.
I thought I recognized her voice, too. Well, let's just see. Let's see how John is feeling about things after your talk. Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
All right, let's see what's going on here. This conversation that you guys had, the point that you were trying to drive home with him or just discuss with him, I am kind of picking up that this was something about, of course, it seems like it's something that's about your relationship or just the way that you really feel like things are supposed to be. Is that what your conversation was about?
It was basically how I felt and just, yeah, basically I just told them my feelings of the relationship and things like that.
Okay. All right. Now, right now, what I'm seeing here is that he understands where you're coming from, but he's kind of half in and half out about it. And it's basically because he's at a place right now where he's at a very low spot for emotional accountability. And I'm not trying to say that he is, in a negative place necessarily, but I just really see that there's some things that you're trying to tell him that you want or that you are looking for. And he's kind of sitting here, trying to think of the best way to describe it because I'm seeing that he's a pretty decent guy, but it just looks like let's just say that you're telling him that you want to have a turkey dinner and he's trying to give you a turkey sandwich. You know, it's,
mm-hmm.
You're looking for something bigger and he's just kind of like, well, you know, I do care about you because he does. And there, I mean, there's a lot of positive stuff here. It's just that you're way far off from where he is. So the thing, and that's where you sit right now. So he's kind of like, you know, on the fence of, you know, I really care about this woman. I really still like her too. It's just that I'm not where she is. So what I am seeing though is that in a few steps, he is going to come around, and I do see him, you know, wanting to make sure you're okay and even trying to spend some time with you. But just remember that you're already at this place, and he's still trying to figure out, you know, if what he really wants to do.
Oh, yeah. Like, he tried that. Like, I mean, I've been with this guy since 2005, and we kind of broke up, like, early this year. I backed off, and he, like you said, he tried to see me. He's like, oh, I'm going to come visit, or have something to do, you know, where you are. Oh, no, come see you. And I said, there's no point. You're just going to leave again, and that kills me. And I said, you know, he's like, well, we can just be friends. And I said, friends from a distance, we can do that, you know. I'm like, there's no point. I still care for you. So, and it felt weird for him calling me a friend, even though I know he wants, like, more, but he can't give me more. But I'm just not settling for less. I've been with him way too long for him to drag me like this. And I just wanted to know, like, do you see him, like, giving me what I want ever, or do you see it not changing? Like,
I'm going to put it to you this way. If you think that he's going to come to you and walk through the door and say, let's do this, you're kidding yourself. Because, and I'm saying this, and I'm not saying this to hurt you. What I'm saying is he wants to still spend time with you and go through a process, and you're tired of the process.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to give him more time to sort things out, I can see it working. But if you just think that he's going to show up and say, okay, let's rock and roll, you know, he's still not there. So it's been a while. It's been like 6 years, basically. I know it's been about seven, but you guys broke up earlier this year. Mm-hmm. So it's been basically 6 years of trying, you know, to figure out how you guys are going to do this. And he's still not on board 100%. Because it has, in the tarot, let me show you something. In the tarot spread, you're the Queen of Coins and the Empress, and you're looking for tradition. He's the Page of Cups and the King of Swords. And the Page of Cups is an affectionate kid. And the King of Swords is, you know, he's got discipline. He's got structure. He's not trying to, you know, do anything horrible to you. You know what I mean? But he's still, it's like he's got the discipline for the, you know, just whatever it is that you guys have been doing. But he's not ready to...
You're breaking up. Hello? Hello? Hello.
Hello. I hope you guys can hear me. I am going to, can you guys hear me in the chat room? Can anybody hear me out there? Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment. Let me get you back on this thing. Sorry about you guys. Sorry about this.
Hello?
Yes. Okay. All right. So we're going to try this again. You know, sometimes Skype just messes with it.
It's the greater, the powers involved, trying to connect, disconnect our radio show.
Maybe. All right. Well, let's take another caller and see how this works. Let's try 612. 612, this is who? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
I can hear you. Good.
good. How are you guys?
We're
All right. Yeah, doing good. Thanks. You?
I'm doing just wonderful.
Good. That's good to see you.
Yes. I actually, it's funny because the caller before, it's kind of a similar situation on why I'm calling in, but a little different. So I have a question. So I guess that would be a reading. Is that okay?
Okay. All right. Just share with us your question. Oh, and also, what's your name? What's your name?
Oh, yes. My name is Jordana.
Okay. All right.
And there's a man in my life who's we're really good friends too, so it's great. And it's been out that, you know, we both like each other and that, but it's been going so slow. And he'll go off on days where we normally talk on a daily basis, but then he just won't talk to me. So then me as a girl, I'm like, is there something wrong? And it's just not going anywhere. So I'm just wondering what is going on with him. You need his name too, don't you?
Well, are you sure? What does he go by, Jordana?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. His name is Omari.
Omari?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to see, I guess the best way for us to do this is just kind of see when it looks like you guys would be on the same page. Let's try that angle.
Okay, let's try that.
Yeah, and depending on how long that process is, you can decide whether or not this is something that you really want to do or not.
Right, absolutely.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Huh. Oh, Mari. I'm going to point blank ask you a question. What does he do for a living?
He's super busy. We both are, but we're both in fitness. He's a personal trainer.
Okay. And the thing is that what I see standing in y'all's way is actually something that's called distant hope. It's called distant hope. And what that's basically saying is, I definitely do see that he cares about you. All that is fine. All that's fine. But it's like
okay. The
stuff that you guys are dreaming about, the stuff that you guys want to do in your lives, the stuff that you guys are trying to accomplish is standing in the way of you guys being in a relationship, at least from his point of view. See, he shows up as somebody that's kind of like a soldier. And he's also he shows up as someone who's trying to prepare himself for things, and because of, I believe what I'm seeing is his desire to be a certain place before he does certain things. It's like he's not putting himself into it, and so it doesn't look like this was never going to happen. I really see that this is something that could draw on and on for a while.
Wonderful. No, he normally is in California, which is where I just moved to, but who he works for just opened up a new location in South Carolina, and he's just been out there, and he doesn't know how long he's going to be out there for because they keep drawing it out.
Right.
And so is that kind of the distance that you're talking about?
Well, it's that, and it all. I mean, but it really, it doesn't look like it's women. It doesn't look like it's any particular thing other than the things that it is that you guys are trying to accomplish. And this is kind of standing in your way. Now, I am going to tell you that it does look like, and if we talk about this in cycles, the cycle you're currently in is actually called material gain, things that become concrete. And so I can see where there's a point here where something really could happen with you guys, except he has a hard time fully committing and fully sharing, because right after that it looks like he's changing his, where he is might be changing. So it looks like he actually could end up moving. So I mean, you guys literally are all over the place. So it's not about feelings right now. I think it's really about just, you know, someone who doesn't want to start something to finish. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. See, I travel a lot. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur. I do a lot. Like, mm-hmm. I'm doing, like, right now, like, 8 different businesses. So I do a lot. So I'm busy, and then he's busy, and that's it. I do see where that is. There's a conflict there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I do. I just didn't know. The one thing I hate is when we'll talk, and we normally talk on a daily basis, and then he'll just disappear, because as a woman who likes to communicate, that drives me, like, freaking up the wall, like bonkers.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, what I suggest you do, you know, is really start, you know, make a list of the things that you really want and see where a relationship really fits in. And then kind of just, because I do see that he's someone that listens. It's not like you have to sit back and just sort of hope that he'll get it. I mean, he really does listen. So make a list of the things that you really want and see where, like I said, any relationship, not just with Omari, but anyone would really fit in for you. All right? And
yeah, absolutely.
It's been really good talking to you, Jordana. You Bill, is there anything that you wanted to add?
No, I wish you all the best and hope things work out for you in the end.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Good luck. Good luck.
Bye.
Take care.
All right.
Hello?
I'm here.
All right.
So, what was one of your stories that you had?
Another one?
Yeah.
Well, there's two things. One thing I was going to mention, it's not really a story, but where I used to live in Sorgal, not too far away from where I am at the moment.
Right.
There used to be a horned woman that lived in Sorgal. I don't know which house it was as well, on the corner. It's quite an old house, which is weird. Have you heard of horned people before, people with horns?
Well, I mean, I've seen people that deliberately put horns on themselves, but you know.
Let me just read out quickly what it says here. Mary had lived all her life in Sorgal. She married Henry Davis and they lived on a farm. Henry unfortunately died and Mary practiced the business of midwife.
Mm-hmm.
Mary started getting headaches, swellings and soreness on her head. This was put down to wearing a tight hat for so long. This continued for 5 more years until she noticed 2 lumps either side of her head.
Oh, yes. I have. Go on. I'm sorry.
These grew into horns. I don't know who's written this. Not very good. These fell off. And Mr. Hoosen? I think they spelt Sorgal wrong in here as well, anyway. Minister of Shottick kept them, but 2 more grew back. An English lord had one of these horns and gave it to a French king. What a wonderful gift. It doesn't say that, but a third pair grew back, and these were given to Sir Willoughby Aston.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very English, old English name.
Yes.
Now, this all started when Mary was 60 years old, and over the next 12 years, Mary grew up to 4 pairs of horns. When the 4th pair grew, Mary was taken to Charing Cross Hospital in London. At the age of 72, Mary's 4th pair of horns came off and were preserved in British museums.
You're
she also had 3 portraits done. 3 spelled T-H-R-E. These were kept at Doddington Hall and two at the British Museum. In London, Mary caused quite a sensation. She is Sorgul's most famous inhabitants. She's, I can't remember the name. It was something like Hawthorne Cottage or something. I can't remember what it was on the corner.
Next to the Hawthorne. It's Hawthorne Cottage.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It could be Hawthorne. No. Yeah, there's a picture of her on the website. He even says on this website, it says, the photo above was taken of Mrs. Mary Davis in 1668. And it's a drawing. but I do have a story, unless you want to say that for a minute.
I want to tell you the horn situation. You know that that we have an issue going on here with growth.
A growth. Oh, yeah.
And so when I was doing my research on it, I ran across people that had the same thing. Except one guy was saying that he had them on the sides of his head, as opposed to right here on his, where the third eye is. And so I was scared that I was maybe going to have a unicorn horn.
Right.
So maybe I'm a horned person, too.
Well, if you put into horned woman, you go to Google Images, there's a woman there with one growing out in the middle of her forehead.
You stop!
What?
Because they said it's bone. Horned
your
horn.
Name would be Noonicorn.
Oh, my gosh. She really does have a horn growing out of her head.
I know.
This is crazy.
I mean, how does she wear glasses?
It's growing. It's growing out of her forehead.
I know, but, I mean, I don't know. Anyway. Did you want me to tell you this story, do you think, or do you want to save it for a bit? I've not read it, but I thought the title was interesting. This is like people's true stories and stuff, so there's loads on it, and I thought that sounds interesting, but do you want me to save it for a minute?
Yeah.
Gather round, children.
Oh, my goodness. We need to take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back. And then we're going to come back and we're going to take caller 313. Hold on just a moment. Yeah, hold on just a moment. And we'll be right back. Remember to call us 347-215-8421. Add us to your Facebook, Broken Earth Radio Show, or Psychic Nunu.
Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of enlightened down-home conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Thank you.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. Hey, 313, it's Nunu and Bill. How can we help you?
Hi. I had a dream about a guy that I had not been in contact over about a month. And the dream was kind of very real that I seen him. And it was like I can really, you know, see happening. And I was just wondering, is there a chance that I will hear from him again, or
okay,
you know, us reconnecting.
Right. Sometimes, you know, in dreams, and we're going to see if you're going to hear from him, but a lot of times, oftentimes,
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
dreams, when we are dreaming about someone, unless, of course,
mm-hmm.
you know, you are someone that just really does, you know, normally have dreams of prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever listen to our show before, and we even have some shows on dreams and that sort of thing. But
uh-huh.
a lot of oftentimes, there's something that's going on in your life, and you should be digging back to that time period
uh-huh.
to see what it is that is resonating in your life now that's bringing up that situation. But we're just going to simply look and see if you'll be hearing from him. Real
mm-hmm.
quickly, what do you go by and what is he called?
My name is Sharita, and his name is, well, we call him Ray.
Ray, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what we're going to basically just do is just see, you know, when you'd be hearing from Ray. And
mm-hmm.
and that we're just going to keep it that simple, okay? Hold on just a
mm-hmm.
moment here. And remember, just relax, just breathe. Hold on just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Based upon what you do. So basically right now, having had enough of something, it's starting to move on. And he is you may hear from him. You might hear
mm-hmm.
from him. I'm not seeing it be like within days though.
Right.
I am seeing what might be weeks. It would be though, sometime at the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is something different though. If you
mm-hmm.
reach out to him, he'll respond.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it depends on how you want to handle this.
Mm-hmm. And that's
but
the
what,
thing.
No.
I don't, because, like, in the dream, like, I can actually see his face. Like, he was walking through my door, and he just walked through my door, and we were sitting down, and we were talking, you know, and I mean, I can actually see his face,
mm-hmm.
and so the thing is, I mean, I know he may not contact me because he's a stubborn person. So that's the thing.
Well, like I said, what we're seeing here is if you reach out to him,
mm-hmm.
like if you reached out to him today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I am seeing that he would respond. But if you're
mm-hmm.
waiting for him to reach out to you, I mean, I do see his presence. I see his body. I see him. You know what I mean? I see him. I do see that you will see him or speak to him again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just something that would be faster if you took it, you know, if you took it upon yourself to kind of do it. Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Sharita? Sharita,
mm-hmm.
we got to keep this. We have to keep this limited, okay?
Okay?
Because we do have a lot of people, and remember, we're doing this. We love doing this. We do have a lot of folks. But if you want a real reading, add us to your Facebook under Broken Earth Radio Show or Psychic Nunu. We're looking to try to get up to, we're trying to get 250 more fans added, you know, by next radio show, which is next Tuesday. And we're telling everybody, add us up, and we're, you know, we are going to do a drawing for a reading. But remember, you know, we do have to talk to some other people. But thank you very much for tuning in so much. Bill, is there anything you wanted to add?
Thank you for your call, and all the best.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to pick up the lost caller.
It's 626.
626,
I think, was it?
626. Hold on. There's a lot of people. Hold on. There we go. Here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we were on hold. Okay. So now we're going to take the caller at 484. 484, this is Broken Earth. How can I help you?
Hi, Psychic Nunu. This is Tonetta giving you guys a call back.
Hi, Tonetta. How are you?
Well,
how's the
not
weather?
Doing good. Well, that's why I'm calling. I've had a bad 2-3 days, and I mean, I don't know what you guys see for me, but it's just, I mean, I have never been to the point where I say to myself, what do I do when I don't know what to do? And I'm at that point right now in my life, and I've never in my entire life have ever felt like this in my life. And I mean, I'm a strong, independent, have my own cleaning business, went to college, have my head on straight, and I sit here and I say to you, I don't know what to do. I had a whole tree fall in my yard last night. I was outside. I was fixing my garbage cans. As soon as I came in the door, no more than 1 minute, a whole tree came down in my yard. And my daughter said to me, my 12-year-old daughter said, Mom, you could have been killed out there.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean,
oh, wow.
Yes, and then wait, on top of this, Psychic Nunu, Danny, the guy that I've been dating, the guy that I knew since I was a little girl, and this and that, you know, I was texting him and stuff, and I've been telling him, you know, we had that falling out a week ago when I had said, you know, are you back with your ex? And he said no, and then he got mad at me, and I've been trying to text him and work through things. And I was texting him today, and I told him, you know, that I missed him, and he goes, I know, and please stop. So it's, what do I do here, Psychic Nunu? I mean, what is going on?
So,
and he won't give me no answers. I said to him, what did I do wrong to you?
Well, you know, I really am, you know, we talked last week. You know, we talked last week real briefly about, you know, just the chaos. And you said
that he would be seeing me again, and
so what we've got to do now you got to remember something, and this is something that I think I probably have to say 3 or 4 times a day, okay? But when we get predictions, we're getting predictions to see how some things will turn out, but there's always still a bridge. There has to be a bridge between now and that point. And so, you know, you're dealing with a man who has been basically objectifying you and then leaving you. And you know what I mean? It's just, that's just really what's been happening. You really care about him. I do not see a man who does not care about you. But what I really see that you need to do is let's just push away from the table. Okay. Let's, you know, you've been eating and eating and eating and eating from this meal, and it doesn't have any nutritional value right now. So you've got to push away from the table. You got to let some things digest. You have to let some things move through you, okay? And then just kind of let some things settle. And then, you know, see, we've seen this. We've seen him coming forward again. But the thing is, we need to kind of unravel this situation to get it back on a decent course of action here, okay? So it's one of those things that Tonetta, just give him space. Just give him space.
What I've done is, because I'm a good friend with him on Facebook, and I did not want to delete him, what I'm doing is I'm just deactivating the whole Facebook page. That way I don't have to see his updates. He doesn't know what I'm doing because every time I post on Facebook, oh, a tree fell in my yard, he'll text me and he'll go, oh, I seen that on Facebook. It seems like he is like fine-tooth combing my Facebook page at all times. And
well,
I don't know what to do with that either. We get updates.
On Facebook, they're constantly telling us what people say. We even see what people write on other people's pages on the news feed.
Right.
So,
and I thought by cutting that off, he's not going to have that part of me. And then I'm done texting him. That game's over too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, am I going to be okay down the road with this?
You know, the thing is, we're always going to be okay. We're always going to be okay, all right? But what you're trying to do here is you're trying to see if you're going to be okay with him. So one of the first things that we've just got to do is just, like, if you want to cut off your Facebook page, then cut it off. Cut it off, cut it
right.
up, turn it off, whatever. You know,
That's
do whatever it.
It
is that you feel like you need to do so that you're not, you know, watching what he does and he can't see what
right.
you do unless he talks to you.
Right.
And then just literally, spiritually, lay it in his court and let him come forward, because he will come forward. He's going to come forward because he wants to sleep with you. You know, we know he's going to come forward anyway. But the thing is, we want to give him the best shot to come forward in a more wholesome way. We need to get back to some good old-fashioned courtship here, okay, where he can't
mm-hmm.
just look and see how you're doing online or ask a friend how you are. He's got to actually talk to you, okay? So remember, what we're trying to do is we're just trying to get him back to doing some regular old-fashioned courtship,
mm-hmm.
and that is all. That's it.
Well, see, that's the other issue, though, Psychic Nunu. When he was seeing me and dating me, he wasn't going all the way. And I even said to him, what are you doing? And he just would make up excuses, you know, I didn't bring anything or whatever. So I don't know what his hang-up is with that issue either.
Right. Well, like I said, we need to do what we need. And remember, Tanetta, what you're asking for right now is a reading. You need a real reading, okay?
Right.
And you know how to get one. Get in touch
with
us.
Yeah, I would have to go to your website, correct?
Yeah, just. I mean, it's on Facebook, unfortunately, and you're trying to cut Facebook off.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm getting rid of Facebook.
Yeah.
So,
do you have
an actual? Because I'm not going to have Facebook, but I have a piece of paper here. Do you have an actual phone number that I can call you on the phone, or where do I go to?
You can get in touch with me through BillDoyle@live.com. And
okay,
that's the email address, BillDoyle@live.com, and get in touch with me, and then we'll arrange some way for us to really sit down and just really get down to the nitty gritty of this situation, so that you can have a real good plan of action and a really good projection on where, according to your plan of action, where this thing is headed, because this is something that's fixable, but it's just become completely. It's become moral. It's just
well,
become
right.
It's,
and
it's
the thing
messed
is,
up.
I don't want him coming back again, and we go into a circle, and then he
well,
leaves
so that's,
again.
That's our goal, is to get you back on track so that you're actually in a relationship that involves courtship and
right.
some honor to it. Okay.
Right.
So that's what we'll be working on together, Tanetta. But remember, just get in touch with me at BillDoyle@live.com, and that's DOYLE. Okay.
Okay.
All
right.
Here, hang in there.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
love.
You. That now, the caller that got cut off is now 786.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna get. Let's see. Here we go.
786530, isn't it?
Okay. 786.
Hi.
Nunu, hey.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Nunu. I know that you were talking about John, and you said that you were just talking about, like, what's going to happen in, like, possibly in a month. Like, you know, I want to know his feelings about the call. Was he upset? Like, for me, I was crying all day on and off. Like, and I wanted to know if he felt the same way, or you know, like, what is his intentions with me? Like, is he just going to let me go and do my own thing, or
well,
is he going to come
not,
back?
I'm not seeing him letting you go, but I am, but you know, he's not crying. You know, he's at a place where, like I was saying, he is at a very primary place with this. So, you know, you're in a position where, like I was telling you through the tarot, the Queen of Coins, you're laying out your coins, you're throwing out what it is that you want about your Empress, which is your empire, you know, which what it is that you want. You want to be a mom, a wife, you want to have a home, you want to have stuff. I mean, you want to have, you know, the traditional life. And then we're looking over at him, and he's, you know, the Page of Cups and the King of Swords, you know. And the Page of Cups is a sweet kid, and the King of Swords is saying that he is, I mean, I'm not seeing him out there, you know, being a wild man. You know, he's focused on work. He's focused on the things that he's focused on. But when it comes to emotional stuff, he's still at that very primary place. And so he does care about you. He does care about you. That is there. But like I was saying before, you're still in very different places because you're ready for something. And he's still doing what he's been doing, and it's been 6 years. You guys have been doing this for a while. He's still in the same spot. So I'm not telling you that this relationship's not workable, but for some reason it really looks like right now you've got to change what it is that you want for now, and you don't want to do that. You know, you're tired of this. So you laid it out. What we're going to do is we're basically just going to see what he really does say to you over the next few weeks. Because I do see him, coming forward to say some things. Except he still needs to see you. You know, he still wants to have a good time with you. Because if it's not fun anymore, then you know, why do it?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'm not saying that this is impossible because I really don't see it being impossible. But if you're really in a hurry, then it's not possible. Possible if you're really in that much of a hurry.
Yeah, can you see, like you said, the next few weeks, like what will he say to me, or what
I do see that you guys will talk, and like I said, I am seeing him want to see you, but just remember that it's still, I mean, I'm not really even seeing you guys him trying to initiate a big bang up conversation. It's like he just really wants to spend time with you. I don't think that this is a bad thing. I really don't. I don't see this as something that's negative. I don't see it as being horrible. You know, I just realize that you want something and he's not ready to do that.
But is he going to ever be ready? Is he going to be ever on the same page? I mean, of course he just wants to see me and spend time with me. Like, who doesn't want to do that with, like, no attachments? You know what I mean? Like,
there's people that don't want to do that with no attachments. You're one of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do I see him at some point being there? When I was looking at your stuff earlier, and I was looking at your cycle, the cycle that you're kind of in with him right now, and cycles are basically the time between July and July, is still sort of this transient place. But your next cycle is about things in life that are concrete, but it's not just about that being concrete. There's a lot of things in your life that I see being more concrete for you, your career being more concrete for you, you know, your living situation being more concrete. And if you can give this, and I'm just telling you, and I realize that this is a lot of faith that you're putting into your process here, but if you can, I really do see that within your next cycle, this is something that can be more concrete, it can be more solid, it can be more real. But you've still got to do the steps now. And if you really just don't want to do them, then, you know, you probably really, like I said before, you've got to make a list. Well, actually, I didn't tell this to you. I was saying this to somebody, to the other person, somebody I spoke to after you. But it's still good advice for you. You need to make a list of all the things that you want more than John.
Yeah.
And when you look at that list and when you talk to him, you know, just have one last conversation about this, no more. One last one, and just basically say, I want this and I want this, and I want this. Do you want these things too? If he says yeah, and just ask him, can you see these things with me? And if he says yeah, then go for it. If he's like, you know, I just don't know, just you know, let it go. Because, you know, I'm not telling you that I see him saying no, but I'm just saying for practical purposes, if he's saying no to you, then you know that this is just really as far as you guys can go, and he's not ready to climb that wall.
Yeah. Has he been thinking about the phone call, like reviewing it over his head, or he's just kind of like in and out, like he hasn't really thought about what I said?
I see him kind of toggling the situation. I see him doing in and out. I see him, I mean, you're in this deeper than he is. And because remember, he shows up as a little kid with a lollipop wanting to have a good time. And you're looking at this kid going, why can't you hurry up and grow up and be a king?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we literally have to look at how we look in tarot for us to see what we're truly dealing with. And for somebody who's trying to be a queen and you're trying to put a kingdom on a kid, that means that it's going to be a whole lot of what you want being put onto him. And he's just sitting there going, okay, well, you know, is there going to be cake afterwards? I mean, I'm being silly when I say that. But the thing is, remember, you're projecting something onto someone who's not in the same place. And it really is that simple. It really is that simple.
You know what he said, Nunu? I don't know if, like, he really meant that, but he's like, well, we can be friends, and if you decide to marry somebody else, I'll let you go. Like, did he really, like, mean that? Or he was just testing me, because he was asking about my love life, how my love life was, and things like that. And
you're in two different places, Nicole. You're in different places. I don't really believe that he thinks that you're going to go run off and marry somebody else on the drop of a hat, and that's just how far off from marriage he is.
Mm-hmm.
He actually thinks that while you guys are chilling out being friends, you're going to meet somebody and want to marry him. When you have to, in order to really develop a relationship with another person, you're going to have to stop all the other stuff and really focus in on another one. So that's just how far off from reality that he is when it comes to relationships like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
What should I hear from him? And then I guess I'll let you have another call.
You'll hear from him. It was a phase of four. So, I mean, that could be 4 weeks. It could be 4 days. But it's just in a phase of four. Is there something you wanted to say, Billy?
Oh, yeah. Well, before you go, you know, and just take a deep breath and stay strong. And if you get a chance, listen to my meditative relaxation, which is a bit like a hypnosis, which is on YouTube if you get the chance.
Which we're actually going to play next.
Which might make you feel better. I know you got to go to work and you might miss it.
Yeah.
But if you get a chance, look for meditation and put in my name, Bill Doyle. And it's about 15 minutes. And if you don't get a chance to listen to it now, I think that might help you out and refresh you a little bit. And I hope you have a good day at work.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Nunu. You're the best.
All right. Have a good
one.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, I'm just looking up at the time, and we only have 36 minutes. So, should we play it?
Well, we don't have to. I mean, we can tell. We can just direct people to YouTube. You know,
that's
if they
true.
Need to, you know.
Everybody, y'all go to YouTube and
play the Desiderata later or something. You know.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, I was going to do that anyway.
Did you want to take a break for a minute and I'll just read out this story?
Yeah.
Okay. I've not read this story, so I don't know how crazy it is. This is from a website. This is about.com. This is paranormal stories, true paranormal stories from people. Keep an open mind about them because you never know. Things I've experienced, things you've experienced, they do sound crazy, and this is why I need to keep an open mind to everybody's stories and everybody's strange experiences. There's loads of different stories on there, but this one caught my eye because it's called Baby Stealing Werewolf. Da, da, da.
It's me.
All right. I thought so. I thought you'd got exceptionally hairy recently. I wasn't sure about that.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Anyway, this is obviously what someone else has written. What I'm going to tell you now has never been told by me to anybody, with the exception of my mother, because I still believe whatever I saw might come to hunt me. 45 years ago, I was living in Mexico. These names. I'll just say Mexico.
Okay.
With my family. I was 4 years old at the time. I remember that it was during the summertime because we had just come back from our vacation. When we came back to our neighborhood, one of the neighbors told my mom that she had lost her baby boy and that it was the third tragedy around the colony within the month. I recalled my mom telling my dad that night that she was very scared and wanted us to move as soon as possible. My dad told her that we would. When she was done talking to him, she called me and my brother and gave us instructions not to go outside after dark, no matter what. About two nights later, we celebrated my brother's birthday, and after the celebration, my mom cleaned the house and put us to sleep. Sometime that night, I woke up to drink water, and I noticed that it was really bright inside the kitchen because the moonlight was very bright coming through the window above the kitchen sink. I was too small to get a cup from the cupboard, so I pulled a chair from our dining table and put it right in front of our sink. At the moment, I happened to look into my neighbor's house across from our home and noticed that there was someone or something very big in front of their door, and it seemed to be holding something. When I got closer to the window to see what it was holding, I realized that whatever it was standing there was taller than the door. It had pointed ears and had no clothing on. When I saw the ears, I jumped and my chair made a loud noise. The thing turned and looked at me, and I saw its face. It looked like a freaking police dog with with some horrific bread. With bright red eyes on two legs. And bright red eyes on his legs. with bright red eyes on two legs, and what it was holding was a baby. I got off the chair, ran to the room to my baby brother's bed and held him for a long time. I was so scared that I thought whatever I saw was going to come through the door and take us away. The next morning, we went to church and our neighbor told my parents their friend across from our home lost their child the night before and nobody knew how it had happened. When I heard that, I started crying. My mom asked me what was wrong with me and I told her what I had seen. She told me that we would be moving sooner and never to tell anybody what I saw, and I haven't until now. From then on, I have this nightmare once in a while. I've seen myself as a kid walking and being chased by the beast that I saw. Years later, when I was 25 years old, I went to a fair and entered the tent of a fortune-telling woman. She held my hand and told me a few things that were happening to me at the time. Suddenly, she pushed my hand away and told me to go away. When I asked her why, she said that I had a shadow and that sooner or later it was going to find me. It was very dark, a mean thing looking for me. I asked her to help me, but she shook her head and said, "No, baby, he won't hurt you. He would hurt whoever is around you and whoever tries to help you, so please go." Until now, I have my dark moments when I'm always looking around for any strangers coming toward me. I try to avoid the woods, which the fortune-telling woman told me to do. This really happened to me. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't dismiss it as being ludicrous, apart from the bread. Werewolves don't eat bread.
Yes, we do. I'm not a werewolf. I'm just joking. I'm just choking.
So, there you go.
Well, you can't dismiss it.
No, not so. I mean, a lot of strange stories, aren't there? We've all witnessed strange things, which I've mentioned in past shows, you know.
Right.
Poltergeist, things knocking on doors.
Tell everybody about what happened in the shower.
Well, I thought we weren't going to discuss that again. That was just between me and you.
Oh.
Oh, that, the other thing.
Yes.
Ah, right, okay. Well, I wasn't in the shower. You know about the knocking?
No, the thing that got thrown at you.
Oh, how could I forget?
I know, it just happened.
I know. It was only like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Last weekend? It must be 2 weeks.
Two weeks ago.
Well, I was in the shower, and I noticed a piece of plastic had fallen down from somewhere. I think it was just off the shower bracket. I didn't realize that until like about a week ago. This was about 2 weeks ago, and I was like, what's that? So I put it on top of the shower unit, the electric shower box. It's like a grey piece of plastic, probably about 2 inches long by about a quarter of an inch wide and about the same deep, you know. And it's about a day or two later that I went into the bathroom to have a shower, turned the shower on, and I was stood near the mirror at the other end of the bathroom, which is probably, I mean, it's not a huge bathroom, but it's probably at least...
4 by 6?
Yeah, probably about 6 feet away. And I heard something fall on the floor, and I thought, what was that? It sounded like something plastic. I thought, oh, I'll tell you what, it must have been that thing I put on top of the shower unit, the bit of plastic, and I was looking around that area, but it wasn't near there. It was behind where I was stood looking in the mirror, which was about 6 foot away from where I'd put it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out how it managed to get from the top of the shower unit 6 foot away from where it was behind me
at
on the
your
floor.
Head
I know, yeah, in my face. So that,
because the boogity boo threw it at you.
I know, that was kind of,
as you were
not gonna lie,
bad.
I was a bit concerned about it.
It's because you were being bad.
Yeah,
you're being sassy
because I didn't wash behind my neck and behind me.
You need to wash your mouth out with soap.
Yeah, so that was weird. That was weird.
The ghost, he threw it at you.
Yeah.
And before we take a break, talk about your walk.
All right. Yeah. Well, of course, I last Thursday I went on the Chester Ghost Tour around the city of Chester, which is an old city.
It's a brand new city in England.
Famously known for its two tiers, like you've got like this rose that you walk up onto where you have shopping precincts and that, and old wattle and daub buildings. Anyway, it had gone dark. Oh, we met up. There was about 30 of us in the group, and we were split into two groups. Two women were taking us around. Basically, they showed us the areas where there'd been sightings and where people had been killed. Showed us where people had been hanged, which I was aware of anyway, where people see apparitions.
Mm-hmm.
They showed us there was a building, which I had seen on a... Because I went on the tour about 10 years ago. And if you look at the top, up to the top of the building, it leans to the right,
mm-hmm.
where it had been hit by a cannonball in like the 1600s, and it took somebody's head off, and people see the apparition of a headless cavalier walking around. Just across the road from there, there was a pub. I think it was the King's, something like the King's Head, and they found, not too long ago, found a load of swords underneath there. Medieval swords, which I would have liked to see, but they were doing some refurbishment at the time. And Derek Acora, who you may know from the Most Haunted programs, which is a bit of a character, he was there in the building doing a program. I need to look at that, actually, because with him being in Chester. It took us around down by the river, and something I wasn't aware of, which I didn't really think of much for some reason. It was the plague being in Chester. It just hadn't crossed my mind, and there was a lot of people who died from it, and they had like pits where they threw people into it, and eventually to this day is the pavements over the top of the dead bodies. Some of them got moved, but some of them are still there. So that's a bit disturbing. It's strange that even with some of the places I went to, I didn't even recognize them. I've been living in Chester's for 27 years, and I didn't recognize some of these places we went to, especially with them being, you know, at night time as well. Places look a lot different at night. But it was good. Nothing unusual happened, but it was very informative, very interesting. And, you know, maybe I'll do it again sometime. But It was good.
It sounds fun.
Yeah.
I want to remind everyone of this thing we're trying to accomplish, adding us to your Facebook, Broken Earth Radio Show. We're trying to get 250 fans to our page.
By Tuesday.
By next Tuesday, and we will be doing a drawing for a 30-minute complimentary reading. So,
if we don't, then I'll come around and haunt everybody's houses while they're in the shower.
And throw things at your head.
Yeah.
And if you want to give us a call, give us a call at 347-215-8421. And we're going to take a little break here, a little break-a-roo. And I also want to remind everybody about the show tomorrow. We're doing a show tomorrow night. Well, Bill will be asleep, but I'll be doing the show at 10 o'clock Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 a.m. UK.
Thank you.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
Hello, welcome back to Broken Earth. This is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hello. You know, my body's falling apart this week. With a dodgy foot, dodgy eye. If anybody needs cheering up today, check out Bad Lip Reading on YouTube.
Thing have you seen lately?
I've seen all of them.
Oh.
I mean, my favorite's probably going to be the Joe Biden. Is it? Is he pronounce his last name? Is the funniest one? Let's check that one out. And Morning Dew and Russian Unicorn as well. Did you see any of them that I posted on Facebook?
I've seen you haven't posted anything on my Facebook in a long time.
No, but, in general, I mean.
Jeez. I have, but I don't remember the last one I saw.
All right. Well, the last one I posted was Morning Dew, which is like a Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars and Jay-Z. If you don't know what it is, it's basically what people have, you know, watched the video without any sound and then figured out, you know, try to figure out what they're saying and put words to it. And they're really good songs, actually. And there's a Michael Bublé one there, which is called Russian Unicorn, which is hilarious. You need to check that out.
You know what? Also, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just don't want to lose this thought. I know you can't stand it when I do that.
Spit it out.
The Darren Brown thing.
Oh yeah, you watched that, didn't you?
It is awesome.
Did you check that out, Darren Brown? The episode, the full episode is on YouTube, right?
Yeah, the full episode. Darren is D-E-R-R-E-N Brown. He is
Apocalypse.
Yeah, it's called Apocalypse. He's a hypnotist. He's a British hypnotist. He is amazing, and he is on this show. And you can go to YouTube. I won't give it too much away, but go to YouTube. Go to YouTube, look up Darren Brown Apocalypse. They have a full episode. It's 40-something minutes long. So, I mean, they do have some advertisements on it, too, so you can just kind of see what it's about. And oh my gosh, it is awesome.
If you want to just check out the trailer for it, just so you get an idea of what it's about. It's crazy. Can't wait for next week.
I know. Well,
I mean, even
this week.
It went.
It's on the
Oh,
second.
No, sorry. Yeah. So I don't even know what day it is.
Juicy.
Yeah, so you need to check that out. That's pretty awesome. But, yeah, so I've been checking that out this week. It's funny stuff.
Hilarious. Now, everybody, remember, tomorrow night we are having a Halloween show, and we will be actively, openly, live time, real time, we'll be doing manifesting for anybody who needs money, anybody who wants to find love. It's really important too that you get your candles and stuff together for whatever candles you'll be burning. Pink for romance. We're going to keep it simple. Green for money. Purple.
Yellow for bananas.
Yeah, so if you just kind of look up whatever colors you want to put in your spread, you can look up color for candle color stuff, whatever, and then bring your stuff, and we'll be able to, sit back and do some real live manifesting together. This is going to be awesome because there will be a lot of people with their energy flowing together, doing this together, making it happen because it's real. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be fun, and you're going to love our guest host.
Who is?
Bill. It'll be Bill, and he doesn't know it. We're going to wake him up, and he's going to have to get on.
I don't think so. I got stuff to do.
You got some snoozing to do?
Yeah, I got some snoozing to do so I can work to optimum efficiency.
Well, it's going to be Leslie. It's going to be Leslie Sharkey Sanders.
The power of me?
No, not her. It's a different Leslie. It's Big Les. Big Leslie. I call them Little Leslie and Big Leslie. Just because, I don't know why, because they're like the same size.
Maybe you're referring to something else.
Yeah, maybe I'm calling her a Big Leslie because she's...
So when somebody call a man, if he was being a bit,
a big
anyway.
You're
what?
Being a big Leslie.
Yeah.
You're being a big old Leslie. Being. Let's take a quick caller. We're going to take a fast call. It's only going to be able to do it for like a couple of minutes, but we'll see. Maybe they'll have a story to share. Caller at 818. This is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you? Oh, they left. But it's all good. It's all good in the neighborhood. What else? The book. The book. I have a list of things to talk about, and I have not talked about this yet. And I really just kind of figured we really didn't have time to talk about it today. But, the book that we're working on, about moon magic, women's moon magic, but men can read it too if they want to. It's no big deal.
If you're a big Leslie, you want to read it.
If you're a big old Leslie, you can read it. And she's going to listen to this, and she's just going to really
love it.
She probably really will just because of the tension. negative attention.
Maybe.
She likes negative attention. We were making jokes about this old show called The Jenny Jones Show. And it's the show back from years ago. And they used to have girls on there who were like young, like 11, 12, 13 years old or whatever, that were doing lap dances for like hamburgers and water, you know.
What? Kids were doing lap dances for hamburgers
and
water.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to imagine they're 12 years old. They're probably not, I mean, maybe they were dropping it like it was hot. I don't know. I haven't seen a 12-year-old break it down. But
not recently, anyway. But who were they giving the lap dances to?
Other children. They were giving children lap dances and probably some dirty 25, 26-year-old boys. But
I'm 27. Who missed that there?
Well, you know what I mean. Anyone who's going to let a child give them a lap dance is a kid too. But yeah, they were doing it for hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and water. And Leslie was saying that sometimes that she does it for water, but she wants to make sure that hers has ice in it, and she wants bacon on her burger.
Well, next time I go out, you know, I won't be taking any money with me. I'll be taking a whole crate of water. See if that'll work.
I want you to drop it like it's hot.
Yeah, I'll give you this water.
That is terrible.
Get a cheeseburger here.
But I'm going
to... Imagine trying to shove, like, cheeseburgers in a thong instead of, you know, instead of money. I got a hot dog here.
This is crazy. So my question is it bad to watch a 12-year-old give a lap dance before you start yelling? You know, is it, I mean, you're going to sit there stunned for just a moment.
No, it depends. Yeah, well, it depends if you're in shock, whether you're a bi-curious George, or whether you're enjoying it. I suppose if you're in shock,
you can't.
I don't know.
I mean, you know.
This conversation's weird.
Anybody is going to sit there and stare and just, oh my gosh, are you serious?
Have you noticed how many people are tuning out? Everybody's disappearing from the chat room. You notice that?
It's because this is not a very spiritual.
They're thing. Heading out the door with burgers and bottles of water.
That's what they're doing. Did you know that 12-year-olds will drop it like it's hot for ice water?
I need to get out of here.
Need to go check it out. Seriously, though, all jokes aside, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Central and 11 p.m. Eastern. I really want to put some positive energy out there, too, for the people that are having to deal with this Hurricane Sandy thing.
I believe the death toll's up to 33 now.
Where are you getting these numbers from?
The news.
How are you watching the news when we're doing this?
I have the technology. The studio. The studio is set up, you see.
Of course.
It's top of the range.
It's top of the range. Oh, my goodness. It's been a fun show today, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Are we going to listen to Wang on the Desiderata on the way out?
We're going to Wang Chung tonight.
Okay, don't forget next week, bring you burgers and water. Maybe I'll do a lap dance.
On the radio, you'll be able to hear.
Yeah, hear me shuffling around on my thong.
You'll hear something that sounds like banana peels slapping together. And I don't know what it would be.
I need to go see the doctor if that's something.
Thank you guys for tuning in and have a wonderful, wonderful week. And we can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow. So have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow and then have a good week after that.
Bye.
And remember, add us to Facebook. It's Psychic Nunu or Broken Earth Radio Show.
Or drop me an email, BillDoyle@live.com. If you need help with some physical healing, I'll see what I can do.
Have a good one.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirits. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Be under wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.